This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. We're live today from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. We're live streaming. Go to our website, stateofthings.org, if you want to watch this show. And there's a lot to watch now because I'm about to introduce you to the Mint Julep Jazz Band. It's a big swing band. They have been together for quite a while. The Mint Julep Jazz Band recreates the sound of jazz clubs from the 20s through the 40s. This year voted the best musical artist in Durham Magazine. Congratulations. And the followers aren't just local, though. They have a vast majority of their support that comes from the global swing dance community. They're going to be playing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the Cookery in Durham. It's a fundraiser and a rent party, in fact, for a group called Housing for New Hope. It's a rent party that helps that group, which is involved in aid for people who are homeless. The Mint Julep Jazz Band features Laura Winley on vocals, Lucian Cobb on the trombone, Keenan McKenzie on tenor, Aaron Hill on alto, Paul Rogers on trumpet, Ben Lassiter on guitar, Jason Foreman on bass, and Aaron Tucker on the drums. The Mint Julep Jazz Band, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
And congratulations on that award. So tell us about this now. Laura, you've been swing dancing for about 15 years, right? Traveled all over the country. Is that right?
That's correct. I started swing dancing when I was in high school, and it just sort of grew from this very small hobby into something that I would say is a little bit more than a hobby at this point, now that I am co-running a band. But I DJ, and I have traveled all over the United States and competed, and I still do all of these things.
And how did the band come together?
Well, you know, it's a bit of necessity, actually, because We had been playing together, some of us, in another group, and that kind of stalled out. But people still loved to hear Laura sing and hear the rest of us play. So we were getting contacted saying, you know, could you put something together? Could you do something? We had to think about it and say, well, can we?
Or do we want to?
Right. So we tried it out, and it seems to have worked well so far.
Sounds very good. Could you do a song for us?
Sure.
Undecided, that is the story of one girl and two boys, one girl and two boys. She thought both were awfully cute, the boy in the tux and the boy in the khaki suit. One girl and two boys, one girl and two boys. Which one should she give the boot, the boy in the tux or the one in the khaki suit? She asked her father, and she asked her mother. She asked her sister, and she asked her brother. They said, you can't sit and wait, one of them must get the gate. So it's one girl and two boys, one girl and two boys. When they both came to propose, the guy in the khaki suit is the one she chose.
Julep Jazz Band. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Cookery in Durham. It's a fundraiser for Housing for New Hope, a rent party, in fact. Wow, what a great song. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's a really one. And that song, One Girl, Two Boys, right, featured in the famous 1943 film, Swing Fever, is that
Swing
right?
Swing Fever. And it was written, and the film starred Kay Kaiser, who is a native North Carolinian and a longtime Chapel Hill resident.
Yeah, Kay Kaiser, big band leader in that era, right?
Absolutely. And one other reason we chose this, other than the North Carolina connection, is it's also, this particular film has a very famous swing dance scene that's done to the song and features some very famous dancers. So it's when we play this at dances, it's instantly recognizable and everyone knows the clip.
Well, and your version of the song was featured in the film that won the Jazz Dance Film Festival. Is that right? Am I right?
That's correct. Seattle has a Jazz Dance Film Fest every year, and Jennifer Lee, a Seattle dancer, put together a film and used the song essentially as the storyline and soundtrack to her film.
Wow. Do you try, when you recreate these songs, you try to be very faithful to a particular version of them? How much do you allow yourself to improvise? And
it depends. For this particular tune, you know, being in the film, everyone kind of knows it. They know it when they hear it. So we want to make sure that people can make that connection. But other tunes, you know, we try to put our own spin on things as much as we can, for sure.
Will you do that right now?
Sure.
Mint Julep Jazz Band, they're going to be at the Cookery in Durham for a rent party. It's a fundraiser for Housing for New Hope. They're here with us live. By the way, we're live streaming, so if you want to watch this show, because we are at the Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh, live streaming. Stateofthings.org is the place to watch. Mint Julep Jazz Band is the group you're about to hear.
Every time you eat, get it Southern style. If you like pale moon shining on the fields below, the bales of cotton piled row on row, it's steamboats on the delta make your heart a melt to shout, oh Mississippi, draw me closer, where every girl's a pretty melody, every skyscraper's just a tree, and serve the best in hospitality. Get it Southern style. Get it Southern style. Thank you. on the fields below. The bales of cotton powder, row on row. At steamboats on the Delta, make your heart a melt to shout. Oh, Mississippi, draw me closer. Where every girl's a pretty melody. Every skyscraper's just a tree. And serve the best in hospitality. Get it Southern style. Get it Southern style.
The Mint Julep Jazz Band live here at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. If you want to find out how to get to their fundraiser tomorrow and get tickets to their fundraiser in Durham, you can go to our website, stateofthings.org. There is also a link for the live stream of this so you can watch the show. Another great song. Laura, tell us about this. It's one thing to be dancing to this music. When did you start singing this music?
Other than in the shower, you know, I DJ this music, and so I'm very intimately in love with this music. And so I started singing the summer after law school. I went to one of Luke's rehearsals, and I was just hanging out. And they were auditioning vocalists for this band, and they said, "Hey, Laura, can you just come up and sing this so we know where it falls in the chart?" And I guess I did better than the vocalist who auditioned, and I got the job. So that's how I started singing jazz.
That song that we just heard, Lucian, maybe this is a question that you can answer, because I understand that that song, Get It Southern Style, is actually a lesser-known Duke Ellington song.
It is. It is an Ellington tune, and it's one that you don't hear very often. And as soon as I heard it, and I said, that's one that we've definitely got to do. We have a lot of Ellington tunes in the book, and because I'm a big fan. And like I said, when we heard that one, I knew it was one we had to do.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to play Miami Boulevard next, and you can tell us a little bit about it, because this is an original tune.
This is the only original tune on our CD that we just released recently, and it was written by our tenor player, Mr. Keenan McKenzie. We'll play it for you now.
Let's go. Thank you. Mint Julep Jazz Band, a song called Miami Boulevard. They're going to be playing live at the Cookery tomorrow night. Rent party. Very briefly, Laura, tell us about this rent party and a little bit about the fundraiser for Housing for New Hope, right?
Well, rent party as a concept began in the 1920s and 30s in Harlem, and it was sort of set up as you hire a band, and you have some food, and you open up your house, and you charge admission. And the idea was that you get enough money, hopefully, to pay the rent for the month. With Housing for New Hope, we sort of translated this into or it's really related to Housing for New Hope's purpose, which is to provide assistance for homeless people, but also to provide rent assistance to people who may be at risk of losing their homes. So the whole purpose of this fundraiser is to raise the rent. And so the funds raised tomorrow at the Cookery will go to all of Housing for New Hope services and essentially helping people pay their rent.
Great plan, great cause, great music, and great venue. Thank you for being on the program.
Thanks so much for having us.
Mint Julep Jazz Band is going to play tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Cookery Housing for New Hope's inaugural rent party. And that's our program for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Mint Julep Jazz Band.
You in a taxi, honey. Better be ready about 8:30. I mean, don't be late. I'll be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey? Dance all over the floor. Dance all over my shoes. When the band plays the Jelly Roll Blues. Say tomorrow night at the Docktown Strutters Ball. Pushcart, honey, better be ready about 8:30. I mean, don't be late. I'll be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey? Shim sham, when them all dance all over my shoes. When the band plays the Jelly Roll.